Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And it is the last Tuesday of the month, and we typically reserve that here for our Pottawatomie County officials. And joining us, we have one person in studio and one on Zoom. Joining us in studio, Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee. Good to see you again.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Pleasure to have you in. And Leslie Campbell, Health Department Director, joins us via Zoom. Good morning, Leslie. Oh, your mic's a little quiet there. Oh, here we go. Let's try that again. Hello, Leslie. There we go. I forgot which pot I had to go to here on my board. So I was potting up D, and I decided to lower your pot. So there we go. All fixed. Good to talk to both of you here. There's a lot going on, obviously, in the news regarding COVID-19. And I thought we'd start there. And Leslie gave a report yesterday to the commission. Had some surprising information in there regarding numbers, and we're not going in the direction we want to go right now. Is that right, Leslie?
Absolutely. Yesterday I gave the numbers that we had 38 active cases. We've had over 2,117 positives. We redid the numbers. That was Friday's numbers. We redid the numbers yesterday, and we're up to 44 active cases. And this morning we've had more come in. We are seeing a surge right now in cases across the state, for sure, and Pottawatomie County included.
Well, it's. Do you have any idea where this is coming from? Is it a spike from 4th of July, or what are we seeing?
We did start seeing cases right around the 4th of July. So I don't know. That's when we started this little spike, around the 1st of July, July 2nd. And then we have just seen, I'm thinking that the cases that are coming in this week have been from that. Lots of activities, I would say, maybe family reunions, barbecues, weddings, all of those too have occurred.
All right. So as far as vaccinations are concerned, I know that there's some clinics that are going to be happening here shortly. Do we have any idea on how many folks have received the vaccine in Pott County so far?
Well, our percentages have been about what the state is. About 40% of the people in Pottawatomie County have been vaccinated. It's higher for over 65. It's closer to 70%. Between 68 and 70% for over 65, but that younger age groups, they get less and less. And we're really focusing on right now that 12 to 15 or 17 age group, those kids who are going to be in schools next month, in a few weeks. And so those are the things we need to focus on. That is still our lowest probably population that has vaccine.
All right. I know there's been resistance to the vaccines, and I've got Dee here as well. And, I just want to give you guys the opportunity here while you're on the mic. What's the message you want to convey to folks maybe are still on the fence about the vaccines?
There is a lot of good information out there about the vaccines, and going out to a really good site like John Hopkins is a really good site. If you have questions about vaccines, how safe they are, the vaccine is very safe. Side effects are minimal. The benefit you get from it is we have not seen anyone who has died who has been vaccinated in Kansas, or even it's like 99% effective for that, and hospitalizations. The hospitalizations that we're seeing from Pottawatomie County residents are not vaccinated. And, the vaccine isn't going to stop every person from getting COVID, but the more people are vaccinated, the less COVID is spread, and then the less hospitalizations you have, emergency room visits, all of that, because your disease is so much less.
It's a real interesting challenge, because I respect the people's right not to get the vaccination, but in that very second breath, if you get it and you don't have health insurance, or you have other things that are apt to impact, and you end up having to go to the hospital, it has a very difficult impact on those families. It's also hard because these the shots are free. I mean, we made it so that it should not be costly. And I, as a elected official, find it very difficult to close down businesses that have gotten all their people vaccinated so they could operate, and they can decide whether you come in the door and get things, or they can say wear a mask or don't wear a mask, or if we're not going to have masks, don't come in at your own risk. Giving that kind of independence has been kind of a hallmark of what our county has moved forward with, and we did really well about it. I still yesterday wore a mask in the places where they require it, and I have one available to go in the store, but I can't know who's also there. The person who hasn't had that shot should take every precaution simply for the long-term results that come from getting the disease. I've had it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't very difficult for me, but the fact that I've had it, I've also had the vaccination. So it's a choice. I mean, I guess the risk factor is, to me, not as great as some people think it is. John Hopkins, as she recommends, is a good place to go read about it. And then you're going to own whatever happens to your family and your children, because you can't tell exactly who might be close to you on certain situations.
We're talking here with Dee McKee and Leslie Campbell from the Pottawatomie County Health Department, Pottawatomie County Commissioner here as well. I know that you threw out an interesting stat yesterday, Leslie, that I heard right now averaging about 20 to 30 people getting vaccinated in the county. That is extremely low, and I'm sure you'd like that number to be much higher. Do we still have you there, Leslie?
I heard that buzz. Maybe she decided she needed to move on.
Okay, well.
But truthful.
Go ahead.
I'm here. So.
Go ahead.
Am I on now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that is what's been very disappointing these last couple of weeks, is we have vaccination clinics all day on Tuesday and all day on Fridays. And only we will schedule 20 to 30 people. We've had to actually waste doses, which we hate to do. At the beginning, we searched around for hours to find people to get rid of those last doses, but we can't find people now who want them. So,
That's
discouraging.
Yeah, sure it is. And, you know, going ahead to the school year, I know you mentioned vaccination clinics being scheduled. What other advice are you maybe giving to schools here before the school year gets going? I know masks always come up. That seems to be a polarizing issue there.
It definitely is a polarizing issue for sure. We are pretty much following CDC's guidance, because KDHE, which is Kansas Department of Health and Environment, is also following that guidance. And it is recommending that children who aren't able to be vaccinated under 12 wear masks. And so that's what we'll be recommending. We're also still social distancing, definitely cohorting in classrooms like they did last year. So, and encouraging everyone to get a vaccine. So definitely the same thing. I mean, things have not changed a lot.
Right on. So recommendations, not mandates, essentially at this point, correct?
That's correct. Right. All recommendations.
Okay. Very good. Is there anything else we haven't touched on as far as COVID's concerned that you want to get out there to the public?
You might mention, and maybe you have, about all the other shots that kids need to go to school are available right now.
Right, absolutely. So if you need back-to-school vaccines, we can do them at the same time and as the COVID vaccine. They don't have to be separated or different. We have, you know, kindergarten vaccinations are available, and also those 7th grade or going into middle school, Tdaps and meningococcals. So definitely we have all of them, and we're just encouraging everyone to get vaccinated.
Okay, very good. And before you know it, we'll be talking flu shots here eventually too. So I don't know, it's probably a little too early for that.
Well, it's getting closer though. So end of September is when we usually start flu vaccine. We haven't heard there's going to be a delay. So, you know, it's the end of July, August, September's 2 months. So,
yeah.
And I know a lot of people ask us if there's going to be a need for a booster on the COVID vaccine. So as for right now, there is no data showing that they need it, but there is some indication maybe in the future people over 65 or immunocompromised might need a booster shot. And so that's what they're researching right now to see. So I don't think that'll happen this flu season, but maybe sometime next year.
It's probably good to, you know, just elaborate that, you know, we're still learning a lot about COVID-19. We know a lot more than we did last year during the springtime. It's not anywhere near what we assumed it was back then. Things have changed and things are continuing to change, and it's important for people to kind of remember some of that.
Absolutely. And of course the new variant is a lot more contagious, meaning it's not as severe as the original COVID. The Delta variant is the one, but more people become ill with it, and its symptoms are a little bit different too. Headache, runny nose, and sore throat, which is a little bit different than the original COVID. But they're circulating, and there's actually another one that just came out called Gamma, and is circulating very little and is not a variant of concern, but it just shows you how quickly things can change. We're already up to G, because of course it's alpha. They do the alphabet just like hurricanes.
That's interesting. We have a caller here waiting on the phone line. I had a question, so let's go to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, how quickly things can change. The other grandfather here in the family, strong physically, mowing cemetery lots, helping paint, take care of the real estate. Whole family's anti-vaccine. He came down with the C-19 in the hospital. Family turned to prayer. Terrible. Came out of the hospital. Now he's on live oxygen. Can't get around. Sits in the chair and sleeps. Just tears the family up. We don't know. It's even affected his thinking, the shock of being that ill. He questions all the time about, are we looking after him? Is he ready to go to the back to the house or to the doctor? This is not something that's light to not pay attention to. Thank you for your consideration.
Prayers for your family.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back and continue In Focus in a moment here. News Radio KMAN.